Hello. You're listening to the All Things College Show with Dr. Lewis, and we're going to continue on with terminology. So let's keep going. Orientation. Orientation is something that occurs during your first year of college, even before college starts. It's usually the summer or the semester before, usually about 6 to 8 weeks before. It allows first year students to come on campus and kind of take a look, meet professors, learn expectations, roles and responsibilities as them being students and as the professors being professors. So you get a tour where you get to walk around the building. You get to ask questions. This is a time when you get to bring your family too with you. Sometimes you even get to see your classroom. So that's great. Next, part-time college student. Part-time student is someone who doesn't have a full course load. They're taking fewer than 12 credits, right? But please be careful in becoming a part-time student. It's great. But if you're getting funding and aid, please try to learn what they mean by part-time. Because some places won't fund you or they only fund you a certain amount for school, depending on how many classes you take. So please be clear on how many credits you need to be funded for college, whether you're full-time or part-time. That's very important to kind of determine. Next, we have pass or fail. Some classes where you're not getting the 3 credits, such as a lot of writing classes, there is no grade given, but it's a pass or fail type of thing. Because these are classes learned and created to aid you in your writing. And so they do matter. It's just you don't get a grade. You get a pass or fail instead. Next, plagiarism. That is very important. You will hear this repeated throughout your whole college career. Please watch out about copying other people's work. That's considered stealing and not giving them a credit when you're using their work. You could be put out of school altogether where you're barred from any college. So if you're not sure on whether how to give credit, please ask your professor. Please reference all materials used. Even if you don't know, should you reference it? Always do anyway. Let your professors tell you, no, you shouldn't have referenced it. Reference everything, okay? Just to be safe. Still in the letter piece, prerequisites. Those are classes that must be taken prior to you taking your major classes. Okay, you have to take them in order. A prerequisite is classes that students must complete before taking specific classes related to their major. Like, for instance, accounting 101 is a prerequisite before you take accounting 102. A student can't take accounting 102 without having passed accounting 101. So they are sequenced and they go in order. So make sure that you're taking them in order, okay? Next, PSAT, still in the piece, stands for Preliminary Scholastic Aptitude Test. It's a pre-SAT, which gives high school students a chance to practice for the real deal. It's a very important test. The SAT, we'll talk more about it as we get to the S alphabet of learning these terminologies for the podcast. This is a practice test of it. It gets you ready. It allows you to take it as early as your freshman or junior or sophomore year. Okay. Next, a quarter. Some colleges and universities have a quarter system, which is divided into fall, winter, spring, and summer. Students need to be enrolled at least 3 out of the 4 quarters. Because quarters are shorter than semesters, classes taught in a quarter may be more fast-paced. Okay, so these are what we talked about in an earlier podcast show about quarters. Like, for instance, you might have winter quarter, meaning during the Christmas holiday, which is only 3 to 4 weeks. Summer quarter, maybe 3 to 4 weeks. So just be mindful, they are shorter quarters. Next, we have registration. This means when a student can sign up for classes they wish to take for a quarter or a semester. Next, we have room and board. This is what you're charged to live on campus. You're usually billed for a semester or a year at a time. This helps you to consider the cost when you're looking at colleges. How much is room and board? Are you going to be able to afford it? Which is very important to determine as to where you'll be going to school. Next, R is for roommate. There are roommates when you stay on campus. You don't get to pick who your roommate is. Keep that in the back of your mind when you're deciding whether to stay on campus or off campus. Most dorm rooms are shared with two or more students. Roommates are people who live in the same dorm room as you. Go take a look at the dorms during orientation or before you sign up. Look at how big, how small they are. Just consider all of that, okay? Your roommates, you want to make sure you work together on your study times, when you're watching TV, when you're up and about, who you can bring back to the room. These are all important things to consider when trying to determine getting along with your roommate is important, because it's going to interfere with your learning, and you want to make sure that you're rooming with someone that you can get along with, okay? All right, we're going to stop right there. This is Dr. Lewis signing off. We left off as on roommates, so take care and God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.